CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and my guide on strategic thinking. And right now, the recently announced alliance between the United Kingdom, United States, and Australia, AUKUS, is containment. It was practiced in the 20th century around the Soviet Union. And since the Soviet Union fell in late 91, tattered and beggarly, containment looks to be a winner. But this is containment in the maritime, not in the landlocked areas of the Soviet Union. And it's now dealing with not only Australia, the United Kingdom, and the U.S., but also India in the Quad. India, Australia, the United States, and Japan. Gregory, does containment work? Or, as I've learned to say, never confuse a good luck with genius.
Well, this is a lot of good luck. The good luck is on the side of the United States and its allies in containing Beijing has been that the Communist Party of China under General Secretary Xi Jinping has basically strengthened the opposing alliance all by on its own, because Beijing, with its wolf warrior diplomacy, has consistently shouted down all of its neighbors in the region to the point where none of them really wants to have much to do with the PRC and will not enable the PRC's strategic expansion. You know, some of the exceptions could be in countries such as Thailand, which has more or less become subjugated to the PRC. But basically, the PRC's response to all other countries is to talk down toward them and to yell at them and to threaten them. And by and large, this doesn't work. Even the Philippines, which is really living on the edge of Beijing's power, has backed away from Beijing when it had thought that it could come to a more prosperous relationship with them. So Beijing has been its own worst enemy. Beijing has caused its own containment. What's interesting, though, in the PRC's current response to Australia, escalating the threat level against Australia because of the creation of the AUKUS bloc, has been the fact that India has said nothing. Now, India basically sees AUKUS as taking a lot of the initiative away from the Quad. And with the U.S. withdrawal from Central Asia because of its Afghanistan policy, India had seen itself as gaining new opportunities both in Central Asia and the region to be the driving power in the Quad to contain the People's Republic of China. And to a degree, the creation of the Australia-UK-US bloc takes a little bit away from that. It gives the United States a backup position in the Indo-Pacific. But India has not said anything about this, largely because it certainly does not want to give Beijing any comfort and doesn't want to get embroiled in this rather senseless and, emotional debate which is coming from Europe.
The PRC is troubled. We're not certain. It's non-transparent, but there's a property developer collapse that's roiled the markets. There's long been a puzzle about Xi Jinping without a successor. At the same time, we're looking to the Party Congress, the 20th on October of 2022, and you have written that what we're witnessing in the diktats from Beijing about 12-year-olds on PlayStations, about technology companies listing where they can list and where they can and sharing their data. In general, you've argued that this is internal circulation, classical Maoism. It it looks as if China's turning away from the world. Is that the case? And why is it turning away when it's manufactured all these threats to its neighbors?
Well, it's irrefutable that the administration run by Xi Jinping has been deliberately undermining the private sector economy in the People's Republic of China. It's taken trillions of dollars off the asset values of major corporations, Chinese corporations, on the Beijing and Shanghai stock exchanges. It's limited in almost every area the growth potential of the private sector. This means that Finally, Wall Street has woken up, and the European investors have woken up to the fact that the PRC is not a good place to put your investment funds, particularly those from pension funds and the like, which will be at risk, because Xi is reducing the nature and size and scope of the PRC economy. He's doing this because there was no way to sustain its growth. So that in mind, he has to basically find out how does the Communist Party of China remain in control of the country. And that is going to be by ring-fencing the country once again, by putting the population, and particularly the population that has money, under the closest possible control and scrutiny, and bringing the polity, if you like, of the PRC back into a Maoist style where it can be watched, contained, and controlled. Because the PRC has essentially run out of cash. Its ability to generate funds has been diminishing. Its reliance on foreign imports of foodstuffs is now critical. Its water situation is critical. There is nowhere for it to go. It stopped several years ago funding the Belt and Road Initiative.
We have 30 seconds, Gregory. Does this make PRC more or less likely to be dangerous? 30 seconds. It's
unstable, therefore it is dangerous. There is very little it can do of a major military nature, and yet Xi Jinping has to continue to bluster. Because if he doesn't, he will appear weak to the Chinese people and to the Politburo of the Communist Party, and he needs them to believe that he is a tough guy going in the right direction as he impoverishes his own country.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, AUKUS and the Days After. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.